With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Violence once again consumes Gaza as Hamas terrorists once again fire rockets into Israel. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Hamas is to blame.
It's because of Hamas that this pause ended, that they were just simply unable, failed to produce a list of hostages that could help enable that pause from extending.
And they fired rockets into Israel. Israel says 136 hostages remain in Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans are again demanding that Hunter Biden appear for a private deposition. Norman Hall reports.
Republicans demanded Friday that Hunter Biden appear this month for a closed-door deposition. They say they would release a transcript of the private interview. The latest demand comes from House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer and Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan. Hunter Biden's attorney, Abby Lowell, has called a nearly years-long GOP investigation into his client a fishing expedition, but offered for his client to appear publicly rather than behind closed doors, saying closed sessions can be selectively leaked and used to manipulate the facts. Norman Hall, Washington.
Senator Rand Paul's credited with coming to the aid of a choking fellow senator. The Kentucky Republican was attending a lunch event in Washington Thursday when Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa began to choke on her food. He sprung into action, performed the Heimlich maneuver, and Ernst later shared her thanks on social media. A federal appeals court is upholding a ruling that demands Texas remove a series of buoys in the Rio Grande. The floating buoys cover about 1,000 feet of water. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the buoys were necessary to stop people from illegally crossing the border. Pfizer halting human trials of a twice-daily obesity pill. They cited side effects as the reason. This is SRN News. The official State Church of England might not be so much longer.
Lawmakers in the United Kingdom are to consider a bill that would sever the Church of England's connections with the federal government. Liberal Democrat Paul Scriven wrote the legislation, and he argues that, quote, this establishment would remove religious privilege from the heart of our constitutional settlement and be a step toward a more inclusive, diverse, and equal society. The COE has been England's state church for nearly 500 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Congress will no longer prohibit religious symbols on ornaments submitted for use on the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. The Christian Defense Coalition is cheering the new guidelines, something the group's been calling for in recent years. Coalition Director Patrick Mahoney said, "We're thankful the government has removed this troubling ban on religious symbols. The First Amendment promises freedom of religion, not freedom from religion." This is SRN News. Police body cams are coming to the streets of Portland, Oregon.
The city council has approved $2.6 million for the cameras. The Oregonian reports all of the city's roughly 800 uniformed officers who interact with the public will have the cameras by summer after training and further talks with the police union. However, only around 300 patrol officers will be required to wear them routinely on their shifts. Until this year, Portland was among the 50 largest police departments in the country that had yet to deploy the devices. Rich Thomason reporting.
A group of Republican senators want President Biden to temporarily ban travel between the U.S. and China. It's due to a recent spike in Chinese respiratory illness cases. EPA has finished removing hazardous materials from burned properties in Maui for more than 3 months. The EPA has been working with its contractors and other agencies to clear fire-impacted areas. More details at SRNnews.com.